Jesus Christ, my Savior, prepared for Calvary's hill. He went into the garden and sought his Father's will. I read about his anguish and feel his sorrow there. I see to his prayer. Not my will, but thine, Lord, lead me to Calvary. Make my life a living sacrifice, crucified for thee. My Lord became a servant, a man of lonely birth. Aside his glory to dwell with sons of earth, but now he is exalted. Let every tongue proclaim, and someday all shall praise him and magnify his name. Not my will, but thine, Lord, lead me to sacrifice, crucified for thee. My Jesus, my surrender, my will shall be thine own. I lay aside ambition and bow before the throne. I'll give myself for others as thou didst die for me. Lord, send me forth with power to live my life for thee. Not my will, but thine, Lord, lead me to Calvary. Make my life a living sacrifice, crucified for thee.
Let's go ahead and take our Bibles this afternoon to Psalms chapter number 56. Psalms 56. Thank you, Mr. Chambers, for the song. And that should be our prayer, not our will, but thine, Lord. And our lives should be that type of sacrifice for him. Psalms 56, this morning in our service, we're talking a lot about trusting the Lord, how Jesus is a friend unlike any other, and how he's the type of friend that we can trust in. And we're going to continue on talking a little bit about trusting. And the title of tonight's message is, God is for me. God is for me. Here in Psalms chapter 56 is a time when David is with the Philistines. He's been taken in by the Philistines here. And he's seems like all his enemies are surrounded right around him. And he's some great psalms here, some great things we can learn about it. Let's jump right in here in Psalms chapter 56. The Bible says, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. So as we look at the first verse, David's saying, hey, look, I need you to be merciful to me. And he begins to complain in a sense or lay out his interesting things that are going on, how he looks at his life. He says that man would swallow me up, which is giving the idea of completely just getting rid of him. So like what the Bible talks about, be sober, be vigilant for your adversary, devil, looking around, seeking whom he may devour. And that's the idea here that David's enemy will want to get rid of him. I want you to notice that word daily that's found in verse number one. It's the idea that happens every day. They're daily oppressing me. And that's something I think we got to get to when we think about our theme about being steadfast, that our battle with the world, the flesh, the devil, it's a daily battle. And David's reminding us that. Look what it said in verse number two. My enemies would daily swallow me up. They're trying each and every day, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. Verse number three is probably the most famous verse inside this passage. It says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. And you get the idea of David saying, those times that I have some fear, he says, I'm going to trust in you. Verse number 4, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. And he's saying my enemies, they take my words, they kind of twist them around, and they take and they abuse the words. They don't give the meaning. They don't have the heart of the things that I'm saying. And he even goes as far as saying that their thoughts are continually evil against me. They continually want to do something bad towards me. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity and thine anger cast them down? Cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, in a day when it seems like there's a lot of enemies that are around us, when it seems like lots of different times people are attacking us from different sides, it's good to read where David said he knew one thing, that God is for him. And Lord, I pray you help us tonight as we look at this passage of Scripture, how daily he was being attacked and daily he was trusting in you. Help our faith not be something that happens once every once in a while, but it be something that, God, we are daily seeking you. Lord, help us today. We're in this service where there's not as many here as normal, but there's probably more watching online. Lord, we pray that you help us and encourage us with your word, that no matter what the obstacles around us may seem, Lord, we can trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. So look at what it says in verse number 9 again. He says, when I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. And David's saying, this I know, for God is for me. I think that's, to me, that was a big encouragement when I was reading through it. God is for me. And it reminds me of Romans 8:31, when the Bible says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So if God is for us, then we don't want enemies. We don't want people attacking us. We don't want to have people that are trying to do things to harm us or harm our families. But in reality, if you boil it down, if God is for me, then okay, I'm going to be fine. And that's what David is saying here. He wants us to understand there are some truths here. And when I like that word, when he says in verse number 1, verse number 2, and verse number 5, he talks about things happening daily. Verse number 1, he says, daily oppresseth me. Verse number 2 is my enemies daily swallow me up. Verse number 5, every day they wrest my words. Do you have somebody, it seems like they're always attacking you? Do you have somebody, it seems like no matter what's going on, I can't say what's right, I can't do anything's right, it seems like they're always trying to harm me, they're always trying to hurt me. And David is saying, if God's for me, I can just trust in him. But I think about that word daily, and it reminds me that our enemies don't take a rest. The devil doesn't take a vacation. There is a continually fight and a continual battle. That's why Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:31, I die daily. That's why the Lord said in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, he told him, he says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's why I think he says in Luke chapter 11, verse number 3, give us this day our daily bread. It is something that we should remain steadfast about. As I mentioned at the beginning, many times people associate steadfastness with a stubbornness about how you believe and how you feel. And I understand that side of it. But my encouragement for us as believers in 2021 is to be steadfast in our normal spiritual duties or spiritual things that we should be doing, reading our Bible, praying, being a witness, doing the things that we know we're supposed to be. Let's be steadfast in those things. Let us be strong in those things. Acts 5:42 put it this way, and daily in the temple, in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. There is not a time to rest in the idea of our spiritual lives. Now, I understand there's a good time to rest, let our bodies relax. Even on Sundays, it's supposed to be a day of rest, and it's supposed supposed to be giving our body a chance to be able to recuperate and remember how good God is. And Hebrews 3:13 put it this way, but exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Over and over and over in the scriptures, daily, 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 daily. Our Christian lives is not supposed to be something that is on Sunday and only on to the next Sunday. It is something that we are supposed to be continuously in prayer. Even talks about the Bible. It says meditate day and night. So it's something that is a daily thing that we have. And David is not talking about daily in the idea of the things he's supposed to be doing. He's talking about how it feels like he's being attacked daily. Over and over and over. He doesn't have any peace, doesn't have any comfort, but he reassured himself in this: I know this, for God is with me. And that, if God is with us, who can be against us? What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So here's a couple things. If God is for me, how should I respond? If God is for me, what should I be doing? The first thing, if God is for me, then I should trust in him. If God is for me, I should trust him. I should have confidence. Look what it says in verse number 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. You ever been afraid of something? I know there are some macho men out there that says, nothing ever makes me afraid. But there are times when we're fearful. He said, well, what does it do with our faith? Well, it's because of the fact that we have faith, we recognize our fear, and we trust in the Lord more. Here David is there, and he's with the Philistines, and he has people that are trying to attack him all around him. And he says, what time I'm afraid, those times in my life when fear does come up and I see fear coming in my heart, he says, those are times I make sure that I'm trusting in thee. And that's what happens when we're afraid of something. There's something that we're fearful of. You know, there's different things people are afraid of. My wife does not like snakes. At the beginning, when she first said that, I really didn't think it was that big of a deal. But then over the years, I've learned she's being serious. You shouldn't even mess with a rubber snake around her. She is fearful of those things. And there are different things that we are afraid of. There's different things that people are scared of. And some of the things are kind of funny. People are scared of certain colors. People are scared of clowns. People are scared of other things. David is speaking about something here. He says, when the fear arises in my heart, so I know where I got to turn to. I know where I got to run to. And in the day we live in today, there are things that seem like they could cause fear in people's hearts. What's going to happen with the pandemic? Am I going to get sick? Is my family going to get sick? What's going to happen with the financial status in America? Or is inflation going to become so high? Is Social Security going to be going away? Are we going to be able to live? Are we going to be able to get food? Are we going to be able to do all these things? There are things that bring concern. If we let those concerns continue in our heart, it's something we've about, but what the Bible is saying here is, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. But it's something that should be daily. What does daily trusting in the Lord look like? Verse number 4, the Bible says, in God I will praise his word, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do with to me. So if I'm going to trust the Lord, what does that daily mean? That means I'm not going to be afraid what man can do to me. I understand that man can hurt me. I understand what man can do to me physically. But at the same time, I realize if God is for me, then man can only do so much to me. We talked about in this morning's service about trusting in him or fearing him that can kill the body and the soul both. Man can only harm the body. As I mentioned before, what the preacher one time said to a guy that was holding a gun to him, he said, what are you going to do? You're going to threaten me with heaven? It's the idea, you can take me out of this world, but you can't take me out of his hand. And the reality is, if I'm going to trust in him when things are fearful, then what does that look like? It's going to be a daily thing. Daily, I have to learn to trust in him. I can't just trust in him when I really need him. I can't just trust in him when things are going really bad. I need to learn how to trust him day after day after day. It's like Daniel when it said that he went to prayer when they had written that decree. You can't pray. You're going to be cast in the lion's den. And the Bible said? He went and prayed just like he had done aforetime. He had already trusted him day after day. So when the fear comes, I've already learned that I'm going to trust thee. Look what it says in verse number 8. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle, and are they not in thy book? And when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back, for this I know. For God is for me. So we got to remember this, that we can trust in him because of the fact that God knows. remember this morning we looked at those different things. The reason why he's a friend unlike any other, the reason why we can trust in him is because he's always going to be there. He's not just going to say, I'm always going to be there, because physically we can't always be there. Someday someone's going to die. Someday they're going to tell you you can't go into a hospital room. Someday you're going to be in another part of the country and there's somebody else. You said, I'll be there whenever you need me. It doesn't always work that way. He never forgets. He's someone who always do what's right for us and what's best for us. He will never be deceitful toward us. And that's when we trust him in him and we look at this, we say, you know what, I can trust in him because like it says in verse number 8, my tears into thy bottle and they not in thy book. It's the idea that God knows everything happening, everything that's going on. Look what it says in verse number 11, and God have I put my trust. And then he says, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Once again, it's repeated there. I do not have to be afraid of what man can do unto me. I can trust the Lord. And that's where we come to the Proverbs chapter 3 that we looked at for just a moment this morning. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. So what David is saying, even though it seems that if everybody's trying to hurt him, everybody's against him, he said, look, God is for me. I can trust in him. So if God is for me, I can trust in him. If God is for me, then I should be in his word. Look what it says in verse number 4. I will, in God, I will praise his word. Look what it says in verse number 10. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. Look what it says in verse number 11. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. It's the same type of thoughts here, is that daily we need to be making decisions that trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean on to thy own understandings. That gives the idea it's happening every single day. Daily, the enemy is going to attack you. Daily, we should trust in him. Daily, we should be in his word. We should be in our Bibles day after day. You say, Pastor, you put a big emphasis on this. It's because what the Bible puts a big emphasis on. If we're not spiritually, we're going to be spiritually weak if we're not in his word. The Bible says in Psalms 1:2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So it's not just talking about daily in his word. It means that not only is he daily in the word, he is taking the word of God and he's meditating it day and night. Because God's for me, I should be in his word. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Many of us are weak in our Christian lives because of the fact that we're not in his word. If God is for us, we should be in his word. Why do we need to be in his word so much? Why is it that we're so weak? I love what Jesus told those three. He said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. If God's for us, we should be in his word. We should be memorizing it. We should be studying it. We should be doing all those things. Why is it so many Christians today, what they consider normal Christianity to be, is some type of weak Christian that doesn't memorize his word, not in his word, not studying and not meditating? That's not normal Christianity. Normal Christianity means something that is what should be expected. And that's someone who's in his word, someone who is memorizing, someone who is studying. Because our spirit is indeed willing. The word of God is there. It encourages us. We learn. The spirit's saying, hey, I need to get in the Bible. I need to read the Bible. Every single morning when I get up, the Holy Spirit's saying, hey, don't forget the word. You need to be in it. You need to strengthen yourself. But many times my flesh is, not right now. I can do it later. My flesh is weak. My flesh doesn't want to study. My flesh doesn't want to meditate. My flesh doesn't want to memorize. But if God is for us, and we don't have to be afraid, and if we don't have to be worried what man's going to do to us, how can we stand with that type of might? How can we stand with that type of boldness? It's because we're in his word. As we hear his word, as we study it, we will strengthen it. If God is for us, we should be praising him. It says a number of times here in verse number 10, it says, in God will I praise his word, and the Lord I will praise his word. And it says it in verse number 4, in God I will praise his word. It speaks about over and over. Verse number 12, thou vows are upon me, O God, I will render praises unto thee. That idea of glorifying God and lifting God up is something that's found in the scriptures and is something that gives us the right thought. If God is for us, then we should be praising him. We should be lifting him up. And we should be steadfast about that. If daily the enemy is going to attack us, if daily we're going to have pressures, if daily we're going to have problems, if daily we're going to do all these different things, we must learn to be in his word, we must learn to be praising him, and we must learn to trust in him. Look what it says in the last verse. I like this verse. Probably of all the verses in here, I like the phrase, "For God is for me." But verse number 13, he says, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living." So I see the past here. David has an understanding that his soul was safe. And he says, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death." And it's the idea, I believe, that is speaking about is our soul is something that God saves our soul. No time or place are we going to have to see hell, or no longer are we going to be perished and cast into the lake of fire as a believer. And that's something we should praise him for. And he's saying, "If for thou hast delivered my soul from death," he's talking about the past. He's trusting in God for his soul. Then he says the next phrase, he says, "Will not thou deliver my feet from falling?" What's going on in the world today, God, you're going to deliver me from. One way or another, I'm not going to continue on here. Someday, the Lord's going to take me home, and that you have the ability to deliver me from what's happening. You have the ability to deliver me from the Philistines that are here trying to harm me. You have the ability to take care of Saul and the Israelites that are trying to harm me. And did God do that? He sure did. He put him on the kingdom. He sat on the throne. God had delivered him over and over. He delivered him against the bear and the lion and Goliath and Saul, now in the Philistines, and someday later on against Saul again. He delivers his feet. But look at that last phrase, "that I may walk before God in the light of the living." We have a purpose for what God is doing. I think when we're praying for these people that have COVID, I think it's good to pray for them that they get healed, but God, would you heal them from their disease so they could serve you? God, would you please lift them up so that way they can walk in front of you in the land of the living? That way they can walk before you. Has God given us everything we had, our strength, our honor? Is God for us so we can do what we want to do? If God is the one that is there and he's for us and he has delivered our souls and he is delivering our feet from falling, David is saying, since you've delivered my soul and if you take care of me here, that I will walk before you in the land of the living, in the light of the living. He's saying that the reason why I can do this and this and this is because of the fact that I want to walk before you someday. So why are we asking God to help us with our enemies? Are we saying, "God, I need you to deal with this person"? Is that way so that way you can walk before him in the light of the living? Do we want our lives to shine as a light? Do we really truly say, "Hey, God is for me"? If God is for me, then I can walk before others saying, "Hey, the Lord's for me. Doesn't matter who's against me. I can live what it says in Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" I can look and David can say, "Hey, look, you might all be against me, but God's for me. That you might be all these things and you're trying to mess with my words," like it talks about in resting his words. And you might be someone who's trying to swallow up, destroy me, to just get rid of me completely. Daily you may be after me. Daily you may try to oppress me, like it talks about in verse number 1. But God is for me. Verse number 7, shall they escape by iniquity? It's saying, are they going to get away with their sin? And the answer is no. They're not going to get away with their sin. And that's what David says, "In thine anger, cast down the people, O God." And then he begins to say, "God," in verse number 8, "I know you know about my wanderings. I know you see my tears. I know you have these things written in your book." He says, "You know everything that's happening. Everything is gone for me. And I know that you're for me. Now I want to walk before you. I don't want to walk for myself. And I don't want to walk for somebody else. I don't want to go around and say, okay, I'm making this person happy. This is the person I'm living for." No, in the light of the living, I want to live in a way that I'm walking before God. You know, sometimes we do get afraid, especially in the day and times that we're living in today. There are some fearful things that happen. But the question is, what are we going to do? Am I going to trust God? And when it says in Proverbs chapter 3, it's talking about trusting the Lord with all your heart, means that it's a daily thing that I'm acknowledging him in all my ways and I'm saying, okay, I get it, I see it, and it's something I can be steadfast in. If God is for me, then I'm going to acknowledge him in my private life, in my work, and my school for those that go to school, and my marriage, and my church attendance, and in my church service, and in my witnessing, I'm acknowledging God. I'm trusting God's for me. I know God's for me. So I am daily saying I'm going to trust in Him. I am daily going to get into His Word. I am daily going to praise Him because He deserves the praise and He is God. And as I praise Him, it helps me understand who He is and how He should be lifted on high. And I can trust Him because I see who He is. And if I can trust Him that He has delivered my soul from hell, and I can trust Him today that He's going to deliver my feet from falling, that I'm not going to give up, that I'm not going to throw in, that I'm not going to be totally make a mess of it, then I can walk before Him in the light of the living. Despite what anybody else might say, despite what anybody else may be doing, I can walk before Him. I wonder what David felt like time after time again. And it's great because you can see in his word that there are times when he's struggling and times and he seems like he's complaining here. He says, they're daily oppressing me. They're daily trying to get rid of me. They're taking my words and they're not using it. They don't see my heart. They don't understand my heart. All they want to do is harm me. But I can be reassured, God, I know that you're for me. And Lord, as I live for you, God is for me. Verse number 9, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. So this afternoon, I want you to think about this. Are we walking before God, or are we trying to walk before man? Because as I walk before God, and I know He's with me, I need to daily be living for Him. Daily they're going to attack. Daily they're going to oppress. Daily they're going to try to destroy me. Daily they're going to mess with my words. Daily, daily, daily. That's why I should be steadfast in my trust and in His word and in praising Him. Let's pray. Dearly Father, Lord, I thank you for today. I know this message may be a little shorter than what it usually is for a Sunday evening service. But God, I pray we take the extra few moments and consider all the problems that we're having in the world today. How it can become overwhelming to a believer and to a Christian. How hearts are burdened because of what people are saying, people are trying to attack, and what people are trying to do. And Lord, I see an example of David, how you said that he said, for this I know, for God is for me. Lord, help us never forget that you're for us. And then Lord, if you're for us, then who can be against us? Does it really matter that others are against us? We're not looking for enemies, God, but we are people that can know and understand that the world's not going to clap when we do your will. The world's not going to jump up and down and say, he's living for God. But instead, God, that we would, with our heart, make a decision that they're going to daily attack me, I'm going to trust you daily. If daily they're going to oppress me, I'm going to be in your word daily, getting strength, Lord, so I can continue on. If daily they're going to try to swallow me up and get rid of me, I'm going to praise you because I know with you, my soul is safe, that you can keep my feet from falling, and that if you can do those things for me, I can definitely walk before you in the light of the living. Lord, speak to our hearts about remembering that you're for us and that daily we need to be doing those things you expect of us in your word, prayer, being a witness, realizing that this world's not going to be able to overtake us. No one can steal away that salvation. We can live for you each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.